USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced on Twitter that he has authorized the total declassification of all documents relating to the Russia collusion and Hillary Clinton email probes. Sean Davis, co-founder of The Federalist, says this is a big deal.
These people use this to cast doubt on our elections. You know, they talk about the integrity of our democracy, and they, after Trump was inaugurated, they went and hijacked the presidency. And the problem is that if nobody is made to pay for this, if nobody goes to prison, it's going to happen again.
President Trump is asking Congress to help small businesses and the airline industry after he slammed the brakes on a new coronavirus stimulus package. The president looking to give the airline industry $25 billion and small businesses $135 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this. Not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
All eyes tonight will be on the vice presidential debate taking place at the University of Utah. Congressman Liz Cheney believes tonight's debate is very important.
Since you've had both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris say it's going to be a Harris-Biden administration, the American people are going to want to hear Kamala Harris explain to them why she wants to take away everybody's private health insurance, why she believes in a Green New Deal, why, in fact, is her voting record in the Senate the farthest left of any member of the United States Senate. She also has been hiding, and she's going to have to give everybody some answers, and I think that's going to be particularly important this year as well.
The Wyoming congressman speaking there on Fox News. The National Hurricane Center keeping their eyes on Hurricane Delta. The storm could reach the Gulf Coast as early as Friday. Governors in Louisiana and Alabama saying everyone should have their hurricane plan in place and monitor the weather. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Tributes continue to come in as one of rock's most celebrated guitarists has lost his lengthy battle with cancer. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more.
Van Halen's son, Wolf, announced the news Tuesday on Twitter, saying, quote, "He was the best father I could ever ask for. Every moment I've shared with him on and off stage was a gift. My heart is broken, and I don't think I'll ever fully recover from this loss," unquote. Eddie and his brother Alex founded the band that bore their name in 1972 and went on to sell more than 56 million albums worldwide over their more than 40-year career. Van Halen and the rest of the band were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007. Van Halen was 65. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
With the Los Angeles Lakers win last night over the Miami Heat, they now hold a commanding 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver telling ESPN, much of the social justice messaging that you see on the courts and on the backs of players' jerseys will be largely left off the floor next season.
My sense is there'll be somewhat a return to normalcy, that those messages will largely be left to be delivered off the floor. And I understand those people who are saying, I'm on your side, but I want to watch a basketball game.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.